Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I too rise in favor of Senate Bill 906, and I want to thank Senator Udichak, Senator Baker, Senator Brooks, and other bipartisan group of legislators who've worked with families from across Pennsylvania, families who are in deep fear that their loved one is going to be removed from their house, removed from the place they have lived for 30, 40, 50 years in many cases. And these are fragile individuals. And to be put in another setting where they may or may not be able to flourish. These families, these individuals today have a choice. And they have chosen to stay at Polk State Center or Whitehaven Center. That is a choice. No one is saying that they must stay there, but through many different iterations, families have come to me to tell me what the history of their family member is. Many heartbreaking stories, many that went from one group home to another setting to another, and quite frankly, those things didn't work out. But once these individuals ended up at Polk State Center or Whitehaven, they have found the stability, the safety, the high quality of care, the 24/7 care that's available with some very skilled employees helping their family's loved one to be a success. And that's the choice they made. They are happy with that choice. They do not want to be evicted from their choice. And so we developed this bill to say, let's slow this process down. Let's put a moratorium on the closure of these homes, these lifelong homes for many of these individuals who have not only intellectual disabilities, but in many cases, in the majority of cases, have a dual diagnosis that also includes mental health issues or physical disabilities. They need top quality care. The families believe they're getting that top quality care at Polk State Center and Whitehaven, and we want to preserve those choices. So I ask my colleagues to join me in supporting Senate Bill 906. Thank you, Mr. President.